Greetings, leaders. This is Tony Williams, and welcome to CELDI, Summit Evergreen Leader Development Insights. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today, we're going to focus on A Tradition of Winners, your nomination, part three, an example to consider. Be encouraged. You are moving toward a great destiny. Pause and think about this. In the last two episodes, we focused on the first and second passages of our journey to becoming a member of A Tradition of Winners. Each milestone, when completed, positions us to become a member of a distinct group, a tradition of winners. Number one, fervent start. Number two, focused heart. And number three, faithful completion. A fervent start gives vision, excitement, enthusiasm, and optimism for the journey. A focused heart empowers us with assurance, boldness, courage, and confidence to persevere and not give up on our goals and vision when faced with challenges. Today, let's focus on the third milestone, which is a faithful completion. Many great leaders display these qualities as they intentionally commit themselves to their calling in life. They discover that through doing the right things, such as serving others first, their callings find them. They devote themselves to fulfilling their calling and destiny. John Wooden, one of the best college basketball coaches and mentors, is an excellent example to consider. He was the head coach at UCLA and won 10 NCAA national championships in 12 years, including an unprecedented 7 in a row. We regard him as one of the wisest and best coaches in the history of college basketball. To build up a strong organization, and a strong organization starts with caring for their people, it's not so important who starts the game, but who finishes it. On our journey, when we're focused on others first, seeking to exercise our gifts, talents, and abilities to help others, we are transformed. The person who finishes the journey is quite different than the one who started. Why is this? They are renewed in their thinking and their perspectives regarding the obstacles faced and the giants of fear, doubt, and worry defeated along the way. Commitment to the journey is vitally important. A tradition of winners does not turn back, give up, or give in. They are committed. Resolve now to remain committed to the cause and the journey. Do not despise the day of small beginnings or challenges faced. Our commitment to excellence in finishing well the small assignments prepare us for the significant opportunities ahead. As your confidence grows with each victory, our humility creates a balance that keeps us from falling. Confidence must be monitored so that it does not spoil or rot and turn into arrogance. Arrogance is the feeling of superiority that fosters the assumption that past success will be repeated without the same hard effort that brought it about in the first place. Thus, I have never gone into a game assuming victory. All opponents have been respected, none feared. I taught those under my supervision to do the same. This reflects confidence, not arrogance. Arrogance will bring you down by your own hands. We see it all happening all around us, in all areas of our life, all the time. John Wooden. Most of all, gratitude reminds us of the defining moments along our journey. Someone said an encouraging word. You received an inspiration, a big sale at just the right time. Someone helped us, and Providence sustained us to reach our destiny. Keep a journal. Remember the practice of sharing gratitude all along the way. Write thank you notes. Be mindful that all we have accomplished, you have done for us. This creates a lasting impact on clients and the lives of those we touch along the way. Be encouraged. All things are possible to the one who believes, expects, anticipates, and prepares. The tradition of winners says, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race, and I have remained faithful. The faithful completion. In the meantime, enjoy the journey. Until the next time, my friends, victory, victory, victory. Thank you very much.